$396,303 on a Wednesday. And joining us is our Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan. I'm speaking of the Lockbox Challenge. We're going.
David, it isn't just the Lockbox, because obviously you and I both know that it is the way in which WAMC stays alive. I am just blown away by the generosity of so many people have put all of this money in. And what we have to do is now finish it off before Monday. We have, about $103,000, $104,000 to go. We should be able to do that, but really only if everybody does their thing and says, this radio station is worth having. You know, David, we are in a point now where everything is extraordinary. The number of connections to the Trump White House and the campaign to the Russians and to the Russian oligarchs and to money. Mr. Mueller is working, trying to figure this out. The Senate Investigating Committee looks like it means business. And I must say, that's not a bad thing, because the House really blew it in their work thus far. So here's Trump. He's full of bravado and all the rest of it. And it is really awful. Now, you know, David, liberals make their own mistakes. Kathy Griffith, for example, is really under tremendous sanction by almost everybody for having put basically a bloody head of Trump on a photo shoot. It is an extraordinary thing. She's apologized. But when you do something like that, you set back a movement which is based on needing to hold people accountable for what they're doing politically, and you almost give sympathy to the person who is being mocked. In this case, it was Donald Trump. It was a stupid thing for her to do. She's admitted it. She said it. We got to move on. But it's getting the headlines, and it really is a lesson about why people should be very careful about what they do and say at a time like this, when really the future of the United States and its politics and its democracy are at stake.
Meantime, White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer launched an attack on the news media yesterday, and his return to the podium.
Well, look, why this guy is still there, nobody knows. Here's the problem. You know, it is a matter of people who think that the messenger is the issue. It isn't the messenger. It's the person who is sending the message. In this case, it's Donald Trump. How in the world does a guy like Spicer, who, by the way, had a reputation as being a fairly decent guy, but who's now the subject of ridicule, Saturday Night Live, all the rest, how does a guy like that keep up with somebody who is unpredictable? He cannot. On several occasions, he himself has been contradicted by the president or the tweets that he sends or the actions that he takes. So to say that it's Spicer's fault is certainly true. But, I mean, what can he do other than walk off and say, I'm done, I'm through, I'm not going to take this anymore? Instead, he chooses to take the money, to take the prestige, to be up there. And it's just a matter of time, of course, because what happens is sooner or later, the guy who's sending the message blames the messenger. Ever heard that before?
From the New York Times, recent investigation coupled with the president's habit of undercutting his staff are said to have driven away candidates for normally coveted West Wing jobs.
Well, that's right. I mean, everybody has to be able to project themselves into the role of a guy who or a woman who is on the way up and all of a sudden has a chance to be in the White House. And then they take a look at who's in the White House and they have to decide, is this worth it? Well, there's some object lessons here. Take a look at Sean Spicer. Is he doing well in his career? No, he's been made a fool of. And so they're sitting there and they're making decisions. And some people are saying, no, I don't want that kind of a job. But it's easy to understand. People would love to go down in history as played an important role in the United States. And they make a decision which is going to end up hurting them.
The lockbox is open now until Monday, June 5th, next Monday at 6 a.m. when the on-air fund drive starts at WAMC.org.
And David, we can't say that enough. WAMC.org. It is a lifeline. For those people who love this, and there's so many, just the other day somebody was saying to me that they live in Western Massachusetts and they listen to more than one radio station, but when it comes to, you know, the news on WAMC and 9 o'clock in the morning, they're there with our roundtable group. It's WAMC.org, and all I can do, this is Alan saying, make us whole, folks. Let's drive this baby home. Let's make it happen. WAMC.org.